Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine. All righty, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good day. Of course, this is the Voice for Vets, and it's a Veterans Day. We want to thank you for tuning in. This is WVETOnlineRadio.com, Voice for Veterans. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, and we want to say thank you for tuning in on this great day. We've been talking about a lot of things, and we've had a lot of things happen over the last few days. And we want to spend a special salute, of course, to Colin Powell, one of the great veterans on the planet. He came, he served, he left. But he left us with a message. Do the best you can every day. Colin Powell, we want to salute him as a great veteran on this Veterans Day. You know, there's certain things that we want to talk about all the time, and there's another organization that I'd like to mention in our area, and it's called SERV, S-E-R-V. What is support and employee resources for veterans and employee resources for our veterans? And we want to say, if you're a vet, there are jobs out there. And we know that they've been having a hard time getting people to go back to work, but not veterans. Stand up, be counted. Tell them that you're ready to go to work. And if you're looking for somebody to do the job, look for a veteran first. Contact all your veterans organizations and say you have work available for the veterans. Thank you. Tune in. Serve. And we want you to continue to support the veterans. And you can contact us here at WVETOnlineRadio.com and look for resources. And under that, you'll find SERV. Choose them. You know, by it being Veterans Day, we want to give a shout out to all of our veterans, especially our friend up there, Miss Daisy Brown, who's continued to serve and help those with veterans. She's a very nice lady who stepped up. And of course, you'll go to the website and you'll see her recognition there. Sir. And that's one of those areas that we want to talk about. You know, being Veterans Day, there's a lot of activities that are being held there. There's a lot of activities held all across this great country. And we want to tell everybody that there are a lot of companies in our area. Of course, this is in Tampa Bay area. And of course, this is St. Petersburg, the new entertainment capital for the west coast of Florida. But they serve our veterans in a big way right here in St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay area, throughout the state of Florida. So I'm going to mention a few places that are going to be stepping up to the plate and saying to those, if you're a veteran or if you're supporting veterans, stop by our establishment and let us say thank you to you. IHOP, don't forget Veterans Day activities at IHOP. Don't forget Bob Evans. And I always give a special shout out to my people at Bob Evans because they do always say thank you to our veterans, no matter where they are, what part of the country they're in. Right here in our area, I want to give a special shout out to the Chop House. Veterans, please stop by the Chop House and get a 50% discount. And please, they will thank you. Lucille's Barbecue. Don't forget, Lucille's does some of the best. We want you to know that there are several places that you will be able to go to tomorrow and say thank you to veterans. So if you're anywhere near Red Robins, go in. California Pizza, go in. Denny's, always. And of course, Golden Corral. And I always mention my Golden Corral because my dad served And he loved Golden Corral and was my mother's favorite place to stop and eat. So if you're anywhere around the Golden Corral, go in, salute those who are serving you, and thank them for being honest with their feelings about good eating. And of course, for our veterans, you know, the Veterans Day discounts also can be gotten for haircuts. And I know at our stand down, they had barbers show up to cut hair, and we want to thank them. And we want to say, if you're anywhere around and you just want to get a haircut, or if you got a veteran friends, tell them to either go to Great Clips, Sports Clips, and Smart Style. Say that you heard it here at WVET and, of course, Sunshine Radio, St. Pete Radio Online. We know that we're doing our best to make sure that you know where to go and get some stuff done. And those were for haircuts. Now, Veterans Day discounts on activities. National parks, all of the national parks, and especially right out there above Bay Pines, there's the Veterans Park out there. There's a Veterans Park in Gulfport. There's a Veterans Park downtown St. Pete, Williams Park. Please stay for just a moment. Plant a flag. Say hello to some veterans. And if you can, give them some encouragement and let them know that we still stand for our veterans. And the slogan is, we support vets too, no matter what you do. So if you're anywhere in near a veterans park, go out, stand there, and salute a vet. Thank you for all of that information right now. And we're going to be right back and give you some more places to go and say yes to our veterans. Be right back. Well, I hope you enjoyed that little music right there. And we wanted to say thank you for tuning in, of course, here at the St. Pete Radio, Radio St. Pete Online, and of guests, WVETOnlineRadio.com. First one on the list, Mission Barbecue. Mission Barbecue always gives out something a little bit special for our veterans, like a free dessert or whatever. So don't forget, check in with your people over there in Mission Barbecue and look around. The video that I did send today is for our children. I believe that the future is in our children. And so we're going to explain Veterans Day to the young people. If you're a parent and you got young people going to be listening, take time to let them listen to this. And that is something for Veterans Day for children. 10 years from now, 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, those children will be veterans. So let's school them right now. And tune in to this little break for our kids. Veterans Day for our kids. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to this Homeschool Pop video where we're looking at Veterans Day facts for kids and anyone else who would love to celebrate this incredible holiday. Veterans Day is an amazing holiday, and there's a special thing that you can do, and we're going to tell you about at the end of this video. But we're really glad you're here, because Veterans Day, as we said, is an amazing holiday. So, what is a veteran? If we know what a veteran is, then we can know what this holiday is all about. Do you know what a veteran is? Well, a veteran is anyone who has served in the military. So, anyone who has served in the military is a veteran. The military, also known as the armed forces, has five branches or parts. There are five branches of the military. Do you know what they are? You're about to find out, and everyone's going to be like, oh my goodness, he knows or she knows all of the branches of the military. That is so cool. Okay, so here are the five branches of the military. The Marine Corps, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Coast Guard. Remember, anyone who has served any of the branches of the military is a veteran. So if you're speaking with a veteran, someone who has served in the armed forces, you can ask them, which branch did you serve in? They would probably love to share that with you, and you can learn some new things about that branch of the military. Together, all five branches of the military defend our freedom. How amazing is that? The military defends our freedom on land, in the sea, in the air, and even in cyberspace. While you're eating, while you're sleeping, while you're watching Homeschool Pop videos, the five branches of the military are defending your freedom all around the world. And what's amazing is Veterans Day is a holiday that honors all of those who have served in the military, past and present. Now, something interesting about Veterans Day. Veterans Day is always on November 11th, and there's a very good reason for that. But no matter what day of the week it is, Veterans Day is always on November 11th. November 11th is an important day because on November 11th, 1918, an armistice was signed that ended World War I. Here is a newspaper from that day, and it says peace. You see, an armistice is an agreement between two opposing sides to end a war, and everyone was so glad that World War I was finally over. The holiday began on November 11th, 1919 as Armistice Day. That was the 1 year anniversary of that amazing armistice. Remember, an armistice is an agreement to end a war. It was called Armistice Day until 1954. In 1954, President Dwight Eisenhower renamed the holiday Veterans Day. He wanted the holiday to celebrate all of the veterans from all of the wars and celebrate those who are serving today, veterans past and present. Now, if you remember, at the beginning of the video, we said that there would be something special you could do for Veterans Day. Ask a parent or guardian if there are any veterans you know that you can thank. That is the best way to celebrate Veterans Day, is to honor those who have served in the military. Remember, those who have served in the military defend your freedom. And on Veterans Day, we have a special opportunity to say thank you. Thanks for watching this Homeschool Pop video on Veterans Day. We hope you enjoyed it, learned some new things, and we hope you take this opportunity to thank those who have served in the military, because that's what this holiday is all about.
Okay, I know you enjoyed that little break there. Don't forget, young people will be veterans one day, so let's not leave them out. You know, I did want to say one thing again about an organization right here in our area that we want you to go to. Whenever you're out looking around, and you may be a new veteran coming back from Afghanistan, you may be an old veteran who's still around, who's World War II or Vietnam, but we want you to know that we care about all of our veterans. And one of the subjects that we want to talk about is volunteer. You know, you can be a volunteer and help make changes, be an agent for change. We have unique understanding of the challenges of our service members. Project Volunteer Relief was founded on a concept of veterans helping veterans. Rally those veterans across the state and across this country to support the service members and their families. I do want to reach out to all of our veterans, and we know we have a lot of veterans who are very successful, doing very well, and doing things. One of the bus drivers in this area, that's Chris. And of course, Chris is family, but he's also a veteran that has stayed out there and doesn't mind helping other veterans. So we want to give a shout out to one of those veterans, and that's Chris, and what you've continued to do to continue to help all the other veterans. How you can help? You got to remember, population of veterans grew over the years. Although you have veterans passing on, you also have veterans who are still alive. And those veterans who are stepping up and reaching out to support our Florida veterans and veterans across the country are those who we want to salute. Veterans helping veterans for life. All over the state, we know that they have stepped up to the point that they are making a difference. To lessen the burden carried by our servicemen and women, Project Vet Relief addresses their needs in time of crisis. Work to secure benefits to get them back on track and provide encouragement through membership and mentorship. Project Vet Relief. Feel free to reach out to them in any way you can through us right here at WVET Resources, ProjectVetRelief.org. We salute this organization in a big way because they have gone out of their way to make sure in our area that they're here to help. They fought for us. We fight for them. American Legions, we salute you too. We salute AMVETS. And we especially salute our people over there at American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, and the Wounded Warrior Project. Everybody, everywhere, especially those who've had wounded warriors, Wounded Warriors Project is standing up. And they have opened an office, of course, over here in this side of the state. I know their corporate office is there in Jacksonville, but they have one in Tampa and they got one in Miami. So feel free to contact those. We know that the election was just over in the state of Florida. We have a lot of new changes, and we want to say thank you for those people who stood up and voted, especially our veterans who stand up no matter what. It doesn't matter what affiliation you're with. Go out and vote. Now we're going to have some new changes coming in because we have some new officers there. So we want to say thank you to all of those people who went out and voted, for all of those people who stood up and decided to run. And they've done it. And we got a new mayor in St. Pete. And across this great state, we've had some changes. And of course, we still have our great Republican forces here in Florida. So we say yes to the Republicans, to the Democrats, to the independents, to the liberals, and all of those who got up and said, I want to represent this great democracy. And especially those who reached out for our veteran support. And we did stand up and prove that we have a voice, veterans everywhere. Well, we're moving on to several other activities. And I see something that I happen to like, and that's Chili's. Veterans and active duty members are welcome at Chili's. Please go on out to Chili's and do what you do. Eat good and thank them for reaching out to you as a veteran and saying yes, that you remember what they brought to the table and you're continuing to do what you can. Publix. Well, we shout out for Publix and Walgreens and all of those big name places who are doing their best to let the people know in the community that they support vets too. So if you happen to have a need, please choose one of those places that say openly that they support veterans. Yes, it's a lot of people who support veterans. And we want to let you know that they do what they say. Okay? Let's enjoy those things that come with the veterans. I also want to say Tampa Bay Veterans Day deals. Please let everybody know that you stood up. Because this Veterans Day is not just one day. Like my guy, Waddell McGee, always says, Veterans Day is every day. Okay? Veterans Day is every day. But this Veterans Day, we want to salute three things. Freedoms, democracy, and active duty military before they become veterans. We give a shout out to all of our guys out there at the Army Reserve Services. They've stepped up to the point and they reach out, even though it says Army Reserve Services. They do service all of the military, but they look out for our Army Reserve people. And I mentioned Daisy Brown. She has a very big activity that they do every year, and they saluted Colin Powell. So if you go to our website, you'll see her face. She's done a wonderful job. It is normal to experience a range of intense emotional problems before, during, and after periods of stressful events. Sometimes an event's strongest soldiers need additional support. That's where this organization supports us. in a very big way by empowering those who serve in the U.S. Army Reserve as well as their families. Especially, we strengthen the family. If you really have a way of helping out, feel free to contact us here at this radio station, WVETOnlineRadio.com, and help us out so that we can stay on the air and continue to help all these veterans. I always reach out, especially for our Army Reserve groups, because there, a lot of times they're left off the platforms. In this case, they're no longer being left off the platform. United States Army Reserve Behavioral Health Services are available now. We want everybody to know that we are grateful to have this radio station carrying this program, and especially the rest of us who are tuning in around this country can listen to us anywhere on the world, WVETOnlineRadio.com. But if you're in this great Tampa Bay area, please tune in right here, 96.7 FM on Saturdays. That's 8:30 in the morning, and of course, 12:30 every Thursday. And it just so happens that Veterans Day fell on Thursday. So we're having a great show and a great day. We salute Morris Roberts, both Marine and Army Reserve, who did the Star Spangled Banner this year for a special event. And we want to thank him for always reaching out and doing what he can do. Now, we got two other things that I want to talk about today that especially made to make sure that we all enjoy entertainment and fun. You're right here. And if you're downtown somewhere, you can go to Ferg's. They're doing a special thing for veterans. And don't forget, every Sunday at Ferg's early in the morning, they do a special sports show. And of course, we still happen to be in the sports capital of the country right now, Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay, we got a lot of winning teams around here. But if you're downtown Tampa and you want to enjoy yourself, go on out to Channel Side and look around. And I'm sure you'll find something that you can do. And they all say, we support vets too. That makes a big difference in what you say and what you do. Because everybody's paying attention now. Because the war is wound down and they're looking for other things to think about. Think about the veterans who are coming back and their families who are still here. And we're going to give a shout out to Miss Wanda Wade right there in Tampa. And of course, she is a major, a veteran, and works out there at the Without Walls Church, and doing a big thing for our veterans this week. So even at your church, stand up and say, I'm a veteran, and thank you for the service that you've given. We know that nationally, our churches have always stood up for our veterans. You know, when other organizations in the community did not, the churches did. A lot of pastors are veterans. We want to shout out to several of the pastors who are veterans. Thank you for spiritually taking care of the veterans in your own way. And again, thank your family for sticking by when times were tough. We know that the churches have reached out in a lot of places and fed our veterans. Even though the veterans had other organizations they could have gone to, spiritually, they were guided and got what they needed. So we're going to thank all of our churches and all of the pastors, you know, who are there at the church. If you're a deacon and you're a veteran at the church, we salute you. We know that you make a difference. Well, I'm going to get on way around this old bend that we got here on Veterans Day. Enjoy the whole Veterans Day weekend. And thank you, Soundcheck Studios, for all they do. And he's a veteran. We're going to say thank you again for tuning in today. And check us out for Saturday. Over and Out with a Shout, Keith the Boss of the Beach. Stay tuned.